the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
We're gearing up for more high school football. Tomorrow afternoon, the Emory Spartans will travel on the road to take on the North Stampede Hawks. It's the opening round of the 3A State Championship Tournament. Live coverage is going to begin at 3:30 p.m. Kickoff will follow shortly after at 4. Now, the Carbon Dinos, unfortunately, their season came to an end when the final RPI rankings were released this past Saturday. Carbon ended the season with a 28-20 loss to the South Sevier Rams. And joining us right now over the phone to talk about last week's loss and also about the 2019 in general, we have head coach Josh Huntsman over the phone right now. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Definitely. Coach, I know as we talk about the state championship playoffs, which will begin this weekend, it's unfortunate that the Carbon Dinos will not be a part of that. But nonetheless, it was a season in which there were a lot of what-ifs. And I think probably the biggest what-if comes back to last week's game against South Sevier. I had talked to you going into that contest. We both kind of deemed it as a must-win. You guys put yourself in a great position to win that game. Really, second-half adjustments allowed you guys to get back within one score.
Yeah, well, you know, we had a fumble right there in the first half on a snap from under center that kind of hurt us. But we felt like going into halftime that we were still in a good position and that we, you know, defensively, we made some adjustments and we knew that we would be able to stop the running game effectively. And you know, if we could put up points, we'd have a chance.
Coach, offensively, in the second half, you guys did have a couple of opportunities, including in the fourth quarter. I thought there was some bad luck involved as well, which, of course, I mean, that's luck is always a part of it in some sense or another. What worked for you guys offensively in this game against the South Sevier defense that has really been somewhat stingy over the past month of the season?
You know, we got back to running the football in the second half a little bit, and our running game was able to set up our passing game, and that really helped us. And so, you know, that was a big emphasis that we were looking at, is trying to get back to you know, fundamentals, back to running the football hard, back to running downhill and those type of things, and we felt like it helped.
You guys did have an opportunity defensively to get one more crack on the offensive side of the ball, and Coach, really a deflected pass that falls right into the hands of a South Sevier receiver, but turned out to be the difference in the contest late in the game. The defense did stiffen up a bit. You guys put them in a third and long situation. They decided to put the ball in the hands of their quarterback. And again, luck worked against the Carbon Dinos on that specific play.
You know, Daniel Vega did a heck of a job. He was there. He did everything he needed to do except catch the ball. And, you know, we couldn't ask him to do anything more. And we were pleased with his effort, pleased with what he did. You know, so happens, dumb luck, he knocks the ball in the air. The kid never even saw it. He turns around to go try to find it, and it lands in his hand. And so, you know, it's just one of those bad breaks that you run into, and you can't put any blame on anyone for it. We did everything right. We were in the position. The only thing that we didn't do was bring down an interception.
There were a couple of times this year, Coach, where this team had put themselves in position to get a win. If it was on the road against Duchesne, if it was on the road against Emory, if it was on the road against South Sevier, I mean, those are three road games that I can just think off up the very top of my head that you guys put yourself in a position to actually win. And obviously, if you win one of those games, I think it's a different story, and we're talking about a playoff game coming up this weekend. When you go back and you look at the what-ifs, Is it more so this season than maybe previous season, Coach, where you guys were actually there to win these football games?
You know, we had a very talented team this year. And so, and you've heard me say this before, that the potential is interesting, but, you know, performance is everything. And, you know, at certain points in the game, we just got outperformed. And when we got outperformed, we got beat. And so it was definitely a very interesting season. Lots of highs, lots of lows, and you know, it was a roller coaster ride, and our kids made it through it, and they're not worse off for having played football. They're actually a little bit better off than they were when they started this thing, and so hopefully we taught them a few things, and hopefully, you know, they can take their experience and they can grow with that experience.
You and I always talk about progression, Coach, and we can talk about progression in just a moment, but I want to focus on these seniors because you had these kids their entire time at Carbon High School. From an individual standpoint, How much progression did you see from these kids over the past 4 years, just the senior class alone?
From the time they were freshmen, I mean, it's night and day from where they were. They were a mediocre team at best when they were freshmen coming in, and you know, having them go out the way that they went out, you know, having been in every single football game, you know, up until a certain point, you know, it was fun watching them get better and better, watching them gel with each other. It was fun watching them progress. And so, you know, we felt like our own line did a fantastic job. They'd been with each other for 4 years, and they played with each other for 4 years, and so they were super comfortable. And, you know, it was fun to watch them grow with each other. You know, our running backs, they'd done a good job for us all 4 years, and watching them grow was fun as well. And, you know, we threw the ball a little bit more this year, and that had a huge impact on how we did things.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbon Dino football team. Coach, we go back over the course of the season. Of course, the 50-6 win over Judge Memorial was obviously the best outcome that this team had throughout the year. Apparently, it didn't matter to the RPI because Judge Memorial was still ranked higher than Carbon. But nonetheless, even if it is the Judge Memorial game, can you think of a contest this year where you thought your kids played the best game, I guess over the culmination of the 9 games that they played?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I got a lot of coaches who contacted me throughout the season asking for the Duchesne game plan. They wanted to know how we held Duchesne to 11 points. And so that was an impressive game for me. You know, a couple of breaks here, a couple of breaks there, we beat that Duchesne team. And, you know, that's good football team. That's a team that has an opportunity to win the 2A state championship this year. And, you know, they got better with what happened with Altamont and, you know, gaining a couple of players that they didn't have on their roster previously. And so, you know, I had a lot of 2A coaches contact me and ask me for that game film and ask me what we were doing defensively to stop their running game and to, you know, confuse Duchesne a little bit. And so, you know, if I go back to it, I feel like Duchesne was our best game that we played.
Yeah, and going back to that game, I remember the conversation that you and I had, really just a couple of untimely penalties altered the outcome of that game, Coach. It very easily could have been a 14-11, 13-11 Carbon victory in that game.
Yeah, and you know, you give up a fourth down play, a fourth and 35, and give up a touchdown, you know, tackle the kid, don't let him get into the end zone, you know, and take the 15-yard pass interference penalty. So it was one of those things that, you know, it just happens. And I felt like our kids played hard. I felt like our kids did what they were supposed to do to put themselves in a position to win. If we get one or two breaks, I think that's a completely different football game.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. And there were a couple of other games like that as well, Coach. You know, you go back to the Emory game, a couple of penalties in that contest really altered the outcome of the game. And they were, I guess you could use the word mental penalties, but at the same time, I mean, it was just untimely. I talk about luck, and I think you have to have luck in order to accumulate a couple of wins, Coach. And it seemed like when it really came down to it, there were just some things that worked against you guys in key situations.
Yeah, you know, you look at the Emory game, we have that fumble inside of our own 15 that they pick up, and they run in for a touchdown. You know, like standing there from where I was at, you know, you couldn't really tell if it was really a fumble or not, but, you know, the official made his call, and he accepted his call, and that's what it is. And so, you know, you take away a penalty like that, you take away a couple offside penalties that kept your eyes going. You know, there's three or four games that we win if we don't shoot ourselves in the foot.
No question. No question about it. Coach, I know it's a large senior class, but there still is a lot of talent coming back. What does the future of Carbon High School football look like for you right now as you sit here, you know, a week after the season?
Well, as I look at it, I've got a couple of things pulled up in front of me. We have 27 kids from senior to sophomore. So we're hoping to get a big freshman class come in that could help push our numbers up to 50. You're going to see a lot of sophomore offensive linemen. We lost everyone on the offensive line at the end of this year. So we might have one or two juniors that will play offensive line, but for the most part, it's going to be sophomores. And so we're, we're looking to the future. We're looking to rebuild in 2020, trying to get this put back together and use the talented players that we have and use them the right way.
Coach, if you look even beyond what you have coming into the high school or what you have in the high school going into next season, I know you've always put a big emphasis on making sure that the Mont Harmon and the Helper kids kind of feel what it's like to be a part of the Carbon High School football team. How excited are you for the group that you have coming up at that middle school age?
You know, you're talking with Frankie Tapia. He works pretty closely with the Helper kids. And he feels like there's 7 or 8 helper kids that can really help this football team out. And there's probably 15 or 16 from Mount Hermon that could really help out as well. And so, you know, between them, we could put together a decent freshman sophomore team. You know, we take our 9 sophomores that we have right now, or 9 freshmen we have right now, and play them with those younger kids and do freshman sophomore games. I think that our kids are going to be, you know, they're going to, It's going to be fun for them. If you look at what our younger kids did this year, our younger kids actually went 3-3, and so you know it's one of the better seasons that they've had in quite a while. And they lose one of those games in overtime by 6 points, and then they lose another game by 1 point. And so they're playing with teams, and that's fun to watch. It's fun to watch them develop. It's fun to watch them grow. It'll be interesting watching them play at the varsity level next year.
Coach Josh Huntsman again of the Carbon Dental football team. I know you've referred to this squad as Team 5, Coach, so we can end with this. When you look back on Team 5, what are you going to remember most?
You know, I'm going to remember their hard work and their dedication to the craft. This group of kids, this group of seniors decided, you know, that they wanted to go out with a bang. So they started recruiting, they started getting guys out. This is one of the largest classes that we've ever graduated with 18. And I think we started the season with 20 seniors, and so we lost a couple midway through the year. But it was good. It was fun watching them recruit. It was fun watching them get talented kids out to play for us. And, you know, we're hoping that kind of translates into next year as well. So our next senior class will get people out. We've got 9 seniors that will be coming back next year, and we hope that they can start recruiting in the hallways and get a few more kids to come out as well.
Well, Coach, it's been a blast, as always, to talk Carbon High School football with you throughout the entire season. I'm looking forward to more conversations as we gear up for the off-season program. Thank you so much, Coach. Congratulations on completing another season, and I know we'll talk again real soon.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on.
Again, that's Carbon High School football coach Josh Huntsman taking out the time to join us, and we have more football talk coming up. We got a break for just a moment. We'll return. We'll talk some college football, and we'll still talk some NFL in just a few moments. It's Drive Time Sports right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. We are live from the Auto Farm Studios.